What's going on, everybody? I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc. We connect companies and athletes. We are the number one executive recruiting firm for professional athletes in the whole wide world. We connect some of the best and top athletes in the world, some of the best and top companies in the world. If this is your first time with us, we're all things winning, all things billion-dollar mindset, all things world-class athletic mindset. We're about winning, winning, winning. Welcome to another episode of the Billion Dollar Athletes. I appreciate you guys. And today we're talking about something that's so fundamental, but so very important to our ability to become successful in life and the things we want, the things we want to do, the things we want to accomplish, the things we want to attain, the people we want to help, all of those great things. And it's just one word: belief. Right. And so this word is so important, so special, so instrumental in your ability to have success, or whether it's building the company you want, or selling a product, or creating something new, or getting the job you want, or whatever it may be. You need this thing, right, that we call belief. Right. But one of the major questions I have is, for a lot of people, why is it so easy for them to believe in someone else's dream, someone else's talent, someone else's ability, someone else's gift more than they believe in their own? And this happens a lot, right? You know, we have these gifts, these talents, these abilities, these ideas, these things we want to do, we want to accomplish, but somehow it becomes easier to believe in someone else's idea, someone else's dream, someone else's ability than it is your own, right? And I find this very fascinating because I've been always a person that just had extreme belief, just believed in everything that I have, every ability, every talent that I have, believed that I could figure it out, I could make a way, find a way, right? And so this is something a lot of people struggle with. And it's a very, very simple thing. It's a very, very simple thing, right? Your ability to believe in something dictates everything. It dictates your behavior. It dictates how people respond to you. It dictates whether you become successful or not. Right, your ability to believe in whatever it is that you're doing, whatever gift you have, whatever talent you have, it dictates everything. And you can't win without it. You have to have a strong sense of belief in what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish, or no one else will believe it. And so how do you get there? What is the steps? What does it take to strengthen your belief, right? And one of the major things that it takes to strengthen your belief is really action. You have to do some things. You have to get out there and mix it up. You have to try some things. And the more you do, the more you're gonna start to believe, because the more familiar you become with the process. And so believing something comes with a lot of action. And so you see some people that have these phenomenal ideas and these wonderful things that they want to do. And as soon as they get started, they get one no, one rejection, one negative comment, two negative comments. Someone doesn't like it, or someone doesn't agree. And then they stop doing it. They give up on it. Well, you have to keep coming back to the thing. You have to keep doing it over and over and over again. That's what belief is. That's what displays that you actually believe what you say you believe. The fact that you can keep coming back again and again and again and again lets the world know that you believe in you. It lets everyone around you know that you believe in you. And the more you do that, the more the world, the universe, the people around you are gonna start to believe in you. Because they're gonna say, it's something about that person that just keeps going, doesn't stop, keep finding a way, keep creating a new way, right? There's thousands of ways to do something, right? It's thousands of ways for me to find and access and acquire a new client. I can do it in so many different ways. And so if it doesn't work one way and I give up and I stop, that shows a huge lack of belief, right? That shows a huge lack of belief. But if I'm saying, okay, I know I'm going to get these customers, that way didn't work. What's the alternative? What's a different way to do it? And I keep iterating, I keep changing, I keep figuring it out, and I keep getting better. That is showing I believe in me. I believe in my ability to accomplish the thing. I believe in my ability to obtain the thing. And so you have to have a deep-seated belief in yourself, even if no one else does, because that's what changes everything. That changes everything for everybody. And so when we talk about accomplishment, you can't have these huge accomplishments without a strong sense of belief, you know, and you have to be able to move past wanting to believe in everybody else other than yourself. Believing in yourself is where it starts. Because now that puts the responsibility on you to actually do something. And I think that's another big part of it, right? Once you believe something, you have to do something. That's what belief does. It puts the onus on you to do something. Like now, because I believe, I have to do it. I have to go and pursue the thing. And you can tell the people that believe, they move a certain way. They walk a certain way. They talk a certain way. They smile a certain way, right? They take action a certain way. It's just something about it. It's like, man, I don't know why I want to believe in this person, but I just do. It's something about it, right? And that person commands belief because they keep going. They keep figuring it out. They keep working. It's just something about that. And so I always tell the story about when I played basketball and I would never dunk the basketball. And for whatever reason, I just never would dunk the basketball until someone asked me why I don't dunk the basketball. That one question actually made me think about why I don't dunk the basketball and if I can actually do it, right? And after that question was posed in my mind, I answered it like, of course I could do it. And I believed I could do it. And then the next day, I dunked the basketball. Now, if you think about that, what changed? What changed about me? I didn't grow any taller. I didn't get any stronger. I didn't get any faster. What happened? Well, I decided to believe I could do it. And the moment I decided I believed I could do it, I did it. It happened. And so you can't sit down on your dreams. You can't sit down on your abilities. You can't sit down on your talents. You was given those things, so you should believe in them. Like, why else would you have them? Why else would you have these great ideas if you're not supposed to believe in them? Why else would you have all this talent and these abilities if you're not supposed to believe in them? If you're not supposed to pursue them? If you're not supposed to work towards them? Doesn't matter how long it takes. Doesn't matter how hard it is. I mean, you think about it. It's because we want instant gratification. It's the problem, right? If I do a thing today, I'm expecting the result today. And if I don't get that result, then I no longer believe that thing is possible. That's insane, right? That's the most insane thing I ever heard. Because at the end of the day, if you plant a seed, does that seed sprout the day that you plant that seed? Of course not. The seed is in the ground. You can't even see the seed anymore. It's buried. You have to bury the seed. And then you have to do something that's very important. Be patient. You have to be patient as you water that seed, as you tend to that seed, right? You have to be patient with it. And so you have to be patient with your dreams. You have to be patient with your ideas. You have to be patient with your gifts. And you have to work while you're patient. You have to be patiently working. As my man says, one of my good friends, Craig J. Lewis says, you have to be patiently working. You have to be patiently working. And when you can patiently work and continue to believe in your idea, your dream, or whatever it is that you're doing, success is a foregone conclusion. It's going to happen. It's simply a matter of time. That's all. That's all it is. It's a matter of time. There's no need to worry. There's no need to stress. There's no need to panic. There's no need to rush and be hasty. Just keep patiently working. Just keep doing it. Keep showing up. Because we put so much pressure on ourselves to have success so fast, so early, so quickly, it makes us give up fast, quick. It makes us less patient. It makes us have less belief. Because if the market doesn't respond to me right now, if I don't get 100,000 followers right now, if I don't get all of these likes right now, then this must not be it. But see, you can't let the market dictate to you. You dictate to the market. And you keep doing it. And you keep doing it. And you don't stop doing it until you get the result you're looking for. That's what real belief looked like. Before I went to college and played college basketball, I had to believe I could do that. Once I believed I could do that, I had to believe I could go to another level. And I had to believe that I could play college football. I had to believe that I could play in the NFL. I had to believe that I could start my own company. You just keep going up levels. You don't digress. Just keep going. Your belief is going to take you higher. Higher than you ever believed that you could be. And when you're looking at yourself and you see all of these things you accomplished, you know it's because you believed in what you have. What belongs to you, what's uniquely yours, you win with that. You win with what's yours. You can't win with another man's thing. You can't win with another man's game. You can't win with another woman's game. You gotta play your game. The thing that you have, you win with it. You take it and you keep applying it and you keep applying it and you keep applying it. And when people don't think it's working, when people can't see the progress, something's happening. Something's moving. Something is growing. Something is evolving. And before you know it, they look around and say, oh my God, when did that happen? And they're going to ask you that magical question. How did you do it? How did it happen? Decided to believe, I suppose. It's a part of the deal. That's how you win, baby. And that's it. You cannot stop believing in you. You the ultimate vessel. You're here to produce. You've been created to produce. You've been created to win. But you have to stay in the game. Keep patiently working. That's what it is. I am Corey Jackson. I tell you guys this all the time. Losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. Until next time, let's keep working. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Billion Dollar Athletes. I hope you appreciate the idea of how strong your beliefs can be to take you to where you need to be, to where you need to go, to have the things you need to have or want to have, and produce those things that you desire more than anything. I appreciate you guys. Until next time.